We've been telling you it's coming. Now it's here. Question is, when's it going to leave? We've had enough of it. The remnants of Tropical Storm Ida drenching us with heavy rain, causing all sorts of flooding problems, and it will not stop anytime soon. Let's get the very latest live from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
This is a storm lane that I think a lot of people are going to remember for a long time. We're seeing some extremely heavy rain. Flash flood emergency in northeastern New Jersey down towards Staten Island. Most of this area from Wayne and Patterson down through Newark and Staten
Island. 1010 Winds editor Jim Maloney is on his way to work here at the station and driving through New Jersey and seeing some of this incredible flooding on the roads on the New Jersey Turnpike. Jim, can you describe for us what you're seeing?
I've never seen anything like this, Sonia. We are sitting here. I haven't moved in the last 20 minutes. They have the entire New Jersey Turnpike coming to a complete halt around exit 12 to 13, Newark area, Carteret area, completely underwater. Fortunately, the rain is letting up a little bit right now, but every time you think you're going to, you know, make it through it, another band comes through and just wipes out the entire roadway. I mean, red lights as far as the eye can see, both northbound and southbound. I've seen it before with the snow and the ice, but nothing like this. This rain, it just refuses to stop it. And it's starting to get a little frightening now because the water level is starting to rise in the roadway, and there comes a little thunder to add to the magic. Unbelievable. What a night.
And now, a severe weather alert from 1010 Winds.
Severe only begins to describe what's going on right now with the weather. Let's first go live to 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist Carl Babinski for an update on what's going to be happening over the next couple of hours here. Carl?
Well, Lane, the rain is coming down so hard it's falling at the rate of greater than 3 inches per hour, causing massive flooding.
And we do have this severe weather and flash flood warning alert. An emergency has been issued by the National Weather Service. Let's go live now to the 1010 Winds Newsline. Mayor Bill de Blasio joins us live to talk about what's happening throughout the city. Mayor, thanks for joining us tonight. Where is this most serious in the boroughs right now?
Yeah, Lane, certainly with Staten Island, Brooklyn, a lot of concerns in particular. We saw a huge amount of rainfall on Staten Island. Really concerned about what's happening there, flooding in certain areas. But really the thing I want to say most to all New Yorkers is if you can avoid going out of your home at this point, stay home, stay off the roads. We're seeing more and more flooding on the roads and highways. It's dangerous. This is a lot of water accumulating very, very quickly, and it's only the last
few hours. Lots of other people to help tonight. Mayor de Blasio, thank you very much. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, Lane, thank you. Just everyone, thank God it's only going to be a few more hours, but hunker down and let's get through this.
A few more hours than we need, but what can we do at this point?
Amen.
Mayor
Thank
Blasio,
you.
Thanks for joining us in 1010 Winds. We'll check back with you as things continue. This is going to be a long one. We're dealing with an AccuWeather forecast that presents us with more rain for the next few hours now. It's just sitting over us and drenching us. Winds News Time 1010. We're going live to the 1010 Winds News Line. Our reporter Carol DeIoria joins us from Midwood, Brooklyn, where we get an update on the scene there. Carol.
Lane, it was really bad. It is still really bad, although it lightened up a little bit. I had a late-night meeting in a building on Coney Island Avenue in Midwood, Avenue O, and it was horrible. It is flooded. There are many intersections of Coney Island Avenue totally flooded, and you see cars trying to make their way through the flooded spots. There was so much flooding at some intersections that where folks had put out garbage bags, you know, at the curb for pickup tomorrow, those floated into the street. So, you know, when they say we shouldn't be out in this, they're absolutely right. I'd like to try and get home to Long Island this evening. We'll see what happens. But it is as bad as they say it is. So if you're out there, try and pull over if you have to, or just go slowly. Lane?
Stay in if you can. 1010 Winds. News reporter Carol DeIoria joining us live with the latest from Midwood, Brooklyn. This just into the 1010 Winds newsroom. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has declared a state of emergency effective immediately in response to Tropical Storm Ida. New Jersey was hit first in the tri-state area and longest for a long period of time, got the most rain, and then it moved east toward the city, and the deluge continued. So once again, Governor Murphy declaring a state of emergency effective immediately in response to Ida. We've had reports throughout New Jersey of massive problems on the Turnpike, from the Delaware River to the Hudson River to the Atlantic Ocean, problems in Hoboken tonight, problems in South Orange, in Newark, and in all the normal areas you we tell you about, even on a regular rainstorm. having just a tremendous amount of damage from flash floods tonight. And also seeing video of lots of problems along the Delaware River on the western portion of New Jersey. Lambertville, a popular weekend destination, is underwater tonight. We've also been hearing about lots of difficulties related to transits as well as traffic with all the flooding. Let's go live now to New Jersey Transit spokesman Everett Merrill for an update on the issues that the transit is facing tonight. Sir, thanks for joining us on the 1010 Winds Newsline.
My pleasure, Lane. Thanks for having me.
So what's the latest on how this is holding up the works?
So all New Jersey Transit rail service, Lane, with the exception of the Atlantic City rail line, is suspended due to weather-related issues.
Now waiting for this rain to stop and figure out what the next steps are from there. New Jersey Transit spokesman Everett Merrill, thank you very much. Once again, things are suspended on New Jersey Transit because of the mess we have tonight. This affected New Jersey first, and it is now extended over the five boroughs and Long Island and the lower Hudson Valley. A very serious situation with heavy rain continuing. A flash flood emergency now in effect for northern Nassau, northern Westchester, Fairfield, New Haven, the city, and New Jersey as well. And to have a flash flood emergency is something that has never happened before from the National Weather Service in our area. So this is a very serious situation. You are urged to stay safe and stay off the roads and stay out of this storm. And if you're in an area that's prone to flooding, it's probably flooding already. But if it's not, find your way to somewhere safe. Our apologies to Rockland County Executive Ed Day, who we have now reconnected with. Thank you for joining us on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Tell us what the situation is in Rockland tonight.
Well, right now, and again, you couldn't have put it better as you're explaining as a flood emergency. We are pleading with people to stay off the roads. Right now, we've had we've already had some water rescues in spring. And again, I'm a former lieutenant commander of the NYPD. I don't get rattled very easily, and I'm very measured in my words. But at the end of the day right now, people need to understand, stay home. Do not go out on these roadways right now. I was out looking at...
Have 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria, who has been trying to get around Brooklyn. Carol, where are you now and what are you seeing?
Well, now I'm off the Bell Parkway, and I'm in Valley Stream on Sunrise Highway. And it is coming down like I've never seen it come down. There were some bad flooding spots. I went under a train trestle right near the Valley Stream Long Island Railroad Station, and I thought that was going to be it. I was really going to get stuck. Fortunately, it did not happen. Most of the Sunrise Highway in this area seems to be okay, but there are lots and lots of flooded spots. The Bell Parkway headed east, lots of flooding right near Cross Bay Boulevard, then near 150th Street. There's a whole stretch of the Bell Parkway that had no lights in the Coney Island, Knapp Street, Flatbush Avenue area, no lights at all, so you can't see where the flooding is. Lots of flooding at the entrances and exits. At less than an hour ago, I was on Coney Island Avenue in the Midwood neighborhood. Intersections completely flooded and very bad and difficult to drive through. People had put out garbage, you know, the garbage bags for collection tomorrow. They were floating in the street. So it is very bad. In all my years of doing this, I would say, Sonia, this is the worst.
Carol, thank you for checking in with us. You're hearing just how dangerous it is to be driving out there tonight. So many roads are just under a crazy amount of water. Winds News Time 10:57. Once again, MTA service is extremely limited tonight. But again, some people are depending on it to get home, to get somewhere safe. On the line with us, MTA Acting Chairman and CEO Jano Lieber. Jano, thank you so much for joining us. And if you can tell us what people need to know about those service interruptions tonight from all this flooding.
Sonia, your reports of the last few minutes have been right on. This is a historic event. The amount of water that is compromised all of our infrastructure is really unprecedented. And, of course, the subways are impacted. The rush hour was perfect, but suddenly in the last hour, the water has overtaken a lot of areas of the subway system, and the service is very, very limited. So we're really urging people, please, please don't travel if you have any way of staying home or staying. A fair amount of pumping infrastructure, and everybody is out tonight. to try to make sure the morning rush is going to function as best as possible. It's probably premature for me to guarantee anything, but we're going to be working through the night with, you know, hundreds of people to try to clean up the mess that this terrible storm has created.
All right, MTA service extremely limited tonight. Thank you so much, MTA Acting Chairman and CEO Jan Lieber, joining us live here on 1010 Winds.
Expanded traffic and transit because everything's pretty much shut down. Here's the latest live from Kelly Dillon.
That's about right. Every major roadway dealing with horrible flooding, even roads that normally don't flood, completely flooded right now. We're dealing with closures on the LIE all through.
News time 11:24. We want to get an update on the power situation in New Jersey. We're about to speak live now. On the live line, we welcome Rebecca Mazzarella. She's a spokesperson for PSE&G, serving customers in the northern part of the state. Thank you for joining us. Obviously, the situation in Jersey is bad. Give us a sense of the power situation, first of all.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Bad is certainly a good way to describe it, and we're not done yet, and you've mentioned it. It is an emergency weather situation.
The flash flood emergency for the city and most New Jersey suburbs extended till 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you haven't heard anybody say that on the radio before, a flash flood emergency for the city and most areas around it, it's because we haven't before. The National Weather Service has not offered us a flash flood emergency for this area. Continuing coverage on 1010 Winds of the devastating flooding and rain that we've been seeing over the past several hours. Joining us now live on the 1010 Winds news line, we welcome Governor Kathy Hochul of the state of New York, joining us on 1010 Winds to talk about the state of emergency that she has just put into place. Governor, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for your coverage as we work together to keep New Yorkers safe.
What do New Yorkers need to know right now about this state of emergency and what they should be doing under these circumstances?
Well, moments ago, I did declare a state of emergency for New York State, and what that translates to is this is a very dire situation. I'm pleading with all New Yorkers to just please stay home, be safe. People who are on the roads right now, you're literally endangering yourselves with professionals who are trained to be able to respond, so I feel very confident and everybody from the DOT, the MTA, the Port Authority, all of our state agencies are ready. They are up monitoring this very closely and ready to be activated the second they're needed.
Governor Kathy Hochul, thank you for joining us on the 1010 Winds Newsline to update us on how the state is moving forward on dealing with this emergency as it continues.
And we have been hearing of so many flooded homes and apartments, especially basement apartments. Our own 1010 Winds podcast and multimedia producer Dempsey Palat is dealing with a horrific flooding situation right now, and he told us about it, saying he and his family had to get out of a flooded apartment.
My apartment's gone. My apartment's completely gone. I can probably send you a photo if I still have battery left. But I left my chargers. I left my clothes. I have nothing but the clothes on my back, my kids and my cat. And I'm not upset at, like, the city or anything. I'm just upset that, like, man, like, upset at the situation, you know? But once again, I'm really fortunate that I was able to get out alive in my life. That one brief second when me and my wife couldn't open that door, I was scared. But I'm glad we got out of it.
Now, he told us he wasn't able to open the door because the fridge was floating and was in the way. They were in water up to their chest. Certainly, we're hearing very scary stories tonight of flooding in homes and on roads. And again, officials are pleading with people to stay where it is safe. Joining us live right now on 1010 Winds, Millburn, New Jersey Fire Chief and OEM Coordinator Robert Echevarria. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. What type of emergencies are you dealing with in your community this morning?
Right now, as we speak, we're dealing with active water rescues. We have one section of town, small section, that's underwater, has about 6 to 7 feet. We have a stranded motorist that we're still trying to get to. We're utilizing front-end loaders to reach them and high-water vehicles.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Just too much rain in too short a time. That's what happened overnight with deadly consequences. The rainfall numbers are just astonishing, and the net result is that there is now a travel advisory in effect in New York City. Non-emergency travel not recommended, not even possible in some cases. As you just heard from Karen Stewart, there's also not much mass transit. Governor Hochul has declared a state of emergency in the greater New York area that includes the five boroughs, the island, and up through Sullivan County. Governor Murphy has declared a state of emergency, and he wants everyone off the roads as well in New Jersey. Dean DeVore, you warned us it could get like this, but I think this one came out even a bit worse than the worst-case scenarios, right?
It really did, Lee, because of the way the thunderstorm situation and those torrential downpours set up, and it just kept coming over and over again over the same areas from the near Jersey suburbs over the city and the western Long Island suburbs. We're seeing amounts that total 6 to 9 inches. Right now, 7.2 officially at Central Park is the final number, 8.44 at Newark Airport. Now, look, the flooding is going on now. Even though the weather's going to get nice here over the next 12 to 24 hours and be beautiful into the start of the holiday weekend, these flooding issues will not go away. Also, please be careful this morning, not only with the flooding waters that you're going to deal with, but also the gusty breeze could knock down some power, some trees and limbs, may affect some power lines. We'll keep you up to date.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
And the death toll continues to climb as we go to New Jersey now. Five residents of an apartment complex in Elizabeth, New Jersey, have been found dead in the aftermath of flooding. The Oakwood Plaza apartments right across the street from the Elizabeth Fire Department, but that itself was inundated with 8 feet of water, destroying fire equipment and other machinery in that fire department. And again, this just into the 1010 Winds newsroom, that five residents of that apartment complex in Elizabeth, New Jersey, have been found dead. We've also got a multitude of people, fatalities in the five boroughs, predominantly in Queens, the most hard hit this morning. We go to Queens right now, Woodside, where 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria joins us live with just an absolutely tragic story.
Very tragic, and it unfolded, Brian, in a private house. There was a family living in the basement, a mother, a father, and their 2-year-old son. They were in the basement apartment. Then there's a ground floor, first floor apartment, a second and a third floor. And we spoke to the woman who lives on the ground floor, and she said that her apartment was filling up. And so the owner who lived on the top floor came down to her, and they were trying to figure out what to do with the water. In the meantime, the woman in the basement called the owner and said, "You have to help me get out. I have to get out." And the owner was saying, "Yes, get out, get out." But the problem was the basement filled up so quickly. Apparently, it went up to the ceiling, and the family couldn't get out. There was a second phone call, and then there was no answer. So the fire department finally came. They had to pump out some of the water before they could get to the people, because when that water fills up like that, it virtually seals off the doors, the windows. So they had to go in, break down, and pump the water out to get to the bodies, and all three perished. In fact, all 8 fatalities here in the city, it all happened in basement apartments where people were living, and that's where they died. There's an incident of an 86-year-old woman, we just learned, found dead in her basement apartment, found by her son. She lived in the basement on 84th Street in Jackson Heights. The list just goes on and on throughout Queens. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds Live in Woodside.
Carol, you stay safe out there this morning. The floodwaters, they may look as if they are receding, but as we're hearing from AccuWeather, major flooding and impassable roads will continue to be the theme of the day as many streams, creeks, and rivers do stay above flood stage. It was a deadly night in Passaic, New Jersey, on the banks of the Passaic River. 2 people dead there, including a man who was swept away in floodwaters while he was in his car.
At least 2 people dead in Passaic after floodwaters overcame downtown streets. Mayor Hector Laura spoke to reporters on 8th Street, which was still partially flooded this morning, but it looked like a river last night.
Right here, we're presently on 8th Street. It's almost overwhelming to be able to see the street. For me, as we were utilizing boats and our firefighters to rescue individuals.
Firefighters able to make several rescues, but unfortunately could not get to one 70-year-old man.
As a direct result of the heroic efforts of our fire department, our police, our emergency responders, 2 family members were immediately rescued and taken out of the vehicles. However, the vehicle was overtaken by water. Firefighters were being dragged down under the vehicle.
Mayor Laura ordered evacuations downtown. 60 people now being sheltered at City Hall as officials determined whether it's safe for them to go home. Passaic, not the only problem area. Along I-80 this morning, cars could be seen abandoned, closing parts of the highway. Most towns along the Passaic River with several impassable roads. Samantha Leepin, 1010 Winds in Passaic.
Historic amounts of rainfall with deadly consequences.